Hi, my name is Roger Mitchell. I'm an anaesthetist in Adelaide, and I've previously worked in Alice Springs for 10 years.
Hi, I'm Dash Newington. I'm an Aboriginal doctor working in Dubbo, which is about 5 hours drive west of Sydney. My Aboriginal heritage is from my mother's side of the family, from Central Australia, Arunda Mob, and my father is of British descent.
Dash, thanks a lot for talking to us today. I just wanted to ask you a few questions about how I can best communicate with Indigenous patients who are fair in appearance, meaning they obviously have Indigenous and non-Indigenous heritage. So maybe you could just start off, please, by clarifying the concept of what is Indigenous heritage.
Sure. So an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander person is someone who is of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander descent, who identifies as being Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander, and who is accepted as Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander by their Indigenous community. But to really understand the concept of indigeneity, it's necessary to consider it from the point of view of Indigenous people themselves. So identity to an Indigenous person is to a large extent a collective rather than an individual experience. The notion of Indigenous identity is an all or nothing concept rather than a spectrum to Aboriginal people. So a person is either Aboriginal or they're not. All Indigenous people are accepted into the community equally, regardless of whether they also identify as being of another heritage. And there's no such thing as one person being more Indigenous than anyone else, or one person's heritage being any more valid than someone else's.
Okay, and without stating the obvious, a fair Indigenous patient who has a strong Indigenous identity, that identity is going to extend to their understanding of their illness within the hospital context.
Absolutely. So fair Indigenous patients are as likely as any other Indigenous patient to interpret their illness and treatments through an Indigenous worldview, or to find the mainstream hospital environment unsettling or intimidating.
Okay. I have English ancestry, but I don't regard myself at all as being English. I assume it's the same for some people with Indigenous ancestry.
Yeah, so it's important to recognise that for whatever reason, there are Australians of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander descent who may not feel a strong affiliation with their Indigenous culture and who don't identify as being Indigenous.
Okay, but I guess importantly, the question of identity is for the individual person and that person's community or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community to decide, and not for me or other staff to decide. Okay. Dash, I just want to ask you a different question, this time about racism and discrimination, and within the context of being an Indigenous person of fair appearance. Can you just enlighten or just explain to me, please, experiences with racism and discrimination?
Sure. So I would say that the more fair Indigenous people like myself are often, but not always, less susceptible to overt types of racism. And by that I mean deliberate behaviour intended to be derogatory or cause offence. However, on the flip side, more fair Indigenous people are liable to have their identity questioned and motives questioned in a way that darker Indigenous people aren't. And often this reverse racism is not intended to be malicious and may not even be perceived as racist or discriminatory by the people involved in making the comments, but it's no less hurtful and destructive than the overt types of racism. In regard to myself, for instance, people think I can't be Aboriginal because I don't look Aboriginal to them or don't look like what they imagine an Aboriginal person should look like. And I did spend much of my life wishing that I had been born with darker skin. However, this wouldn't have changed who I am. I would still be born to an Aboriginal mother, inherited her spiritual strength, and suffered from the legacy of the stolen generations. I would still be accepted by my Aboriginal community in the same way. The only difference would be how I was perceived by the non-Indigenous community.
Okay, thanks, Dash. Dash, if I'm not sure if a patient is Indigenous, is it okay to ask?
Yes, you should always ask, because it's not otherwise possible to tell if someone's Indigenous or not. And not asking a person about their Indigenous status prevents patients from being offered services appropriate to their cultural needs.
Desh, I think a lot of us assume that most Indigenous patients live in rural areas. Is that still the case?
Well, it may seem as though most Indigenous people live in rural and remote locations, but this is simply because there are far fewer non-Indigenous people in these settings. In reality, most Indigenous Australians live in metropolitan areas. So for the average doctor, especially if you're working in the city, this means that most of your Indigenous patients will be urban Indigenous people.
Okay. Are there any other factors which you think I should take into account if I'm having a discussion with an Indigenous patient who obviously has non-Indigenous ancestry?
Simply just to treat a fair Indigenous person as you would any other Indigenous person. The most important take-home message being that all Indigenous people should have the right to seek healthcare without having their identity questioned. There are another couple of useful things that might be helpful to remember. The first is that the consequences of the past government policies, in particular the stolen generations, are very much multi-generational. So to illustrate, in my own Aboriginal community, almost every person that I can think of, from the very old to the very young, is affected in some way, some ongoing way, by the social, financial, psychological and cultural effects of these policies of the past. And another concept which I just wanted to mention as well is to be aware that Indigenous people have large families and even larger extended families. So even the most well-to-do Indigenous person is never far removed from the social disadvantage that we've discussed.
And I guess following up on that, from my point of view as a doctor, it's important to remember that people whose lives are marked by unpredictability and social disadvantage are often enough going to have more difficulty with following hospital management plans. Okay, Dash, another issue this time about Aboriginal Liaison Officers, ALOs. What threshold should I have in using an ALO when I'm dealing with a fair Indigenous patient? And should that threshold be relatively low?
Yeah, so Rodney, many non-Indigenous doctors may be surprised at how much an Indigenous patient will appreciate having an ALO involved in their care. Aboriginal Liaison Officers are usually very good at establishing rapport with the patient and making them feel more comfortable in the hospital environment. Even as Aboriginal doctors, we utilise Aboriginal Liaison Officers frequently because they know their community better than anyone, and what may be culturally appropriate in one particular community may not be in a different community. It's important to stress, though, that some ALOs have had very little medical training and no ALO can establish rapport with all patients.
I might just try and encapsulate my understanding of what you've just said, and then I'll ask you to tell me if I've got it right. So your take-home message would be that I should not make assumptions about the strength of Indigenous self-identity based on an Indigenous person's appearance, whether they live in the country or the city.
Yep, that's right.
I should be mindful that the effects of policies like the stolen generation are still very much alive in Indigenous society today. And not only has those policies affected the people who were forcibly removed, but there's ongoing effects for their children and their extended families.
Yep, absolutely.
I should have a low threshold for involving an ALO in the care of an Indigenous patient. And is that pretty much it?
Yep, that's a good summary. The only thing I would add is to always ask a patient if they identify as being Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander.
Okay.
And if you're unsure about whether something's appropriate, either talk to the patient and ask the patient themselves or talk to the ALOs.
Very good. Thanks a lot, Dash. That was great.
Thanks, Rodney. I found this enjoyable and hope that you found it useful discussion as well.